The discussion is underway in the Lok Sabha on the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and seizure of properties of convicted offenders. Moving the bill, the Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, "Taking cognizance of the recent incidents of paper leak, Prime Minister Modi decided that there is a need to further strengthen the legal framework to prevent malpractices."
You must compliment Prime Minister Modi and this government. It has finished an unfinished task which you should have accomplished. In 2024, this bill was brought in to reassure the students that their future is safe. So we learned from the experience of the 2024 Act and the subsequent sequence of events, like any responsible government should do. And therefore, this amendment is being brought in to make the law more stringent, and to ensure speedy justice, so that the credibility of all these exams gets enhanced and gets reinstated.
Participating in the discussion, Dayanidhi Maran of DMK claimed that NEET is the core issue, which is not uniform and is against students. Several other members, including BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, Lahu Shri Krishna Devarayalu of TDP, Dr. Shrikant Shinde of Shiva Sena, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav took part in the discussion. Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar over alleged police action during students' protests over NEET issue. When the House met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Union Minister Jitan Ram Manji introduced the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026. During the introduction of the bill, the opposition members started sloganeering over the alleged police action against the students. As the uproar continued, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House till tomorrow. The government has decided to impose stock holding limits on sugar dealers across the country from the 1st of August till the 30th of November this year. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the move is aimed at curbing, hoarding, discouraging speculative trading and ensuring the continuous availability of sugar at reasonable prices. India has termed the so-called legislative assembly elections being conducted in POJK an attempt by Pakistan to camouflage its illegal occupation and hide its grave human rights violations in the region. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, called it a cosmetic electoral exercise.
The entire Union Territories of Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh, including the areas currently under illegal and forcible occupation of Pakistan, are integral and inedible parts of India. The current cosmetic electoral exercise is nothing but an attempt by Pakistan to camouflage its illegal occupation and hide its grave human rights violations in the region. The ongoing mass protests in the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir are the direct consequences of its economic exploitation, denial of fundamental rights to the people and their administrative oppression.
At least 20 people have been killed and several others are injured in POJK after Pakistani security forces opened fire on the protesters during a long march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee at Rawalkot yesterday. According to reports, several of the injured are in critical condition, raising fears that the death toll may rise. President Draupadi Murmu today presided over a special book release ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan, marking the completion of 4 years of her presidency. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan released 5 commemorative books on the occasion. In her address, President Murmu described the high constitutional post as a profound responsibility rather than merely an honour. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games, India's Sri Hari Natraj qualified for the 100-meter backstroke swimming competition in Glasgow, Scotland today. Natraj finished 5th in his heat and 13th overall. India's para swimmers also enjoyed a successful outing, with RVV BK Bodigina and Ali Imam qualifying for the men's 50-meter freestyle S13 final. In the men's 400-meter, Indian sprinter Vishal TK progressed to the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.